All right, fellas. Woo! It feels good around here. All right. Tell yourself in the mirror, Jack. Tell yourself you are the best looking son of a gun that's walked this earth. And you're gonna get that job, son. I know I will. Let me just comb my hair a little bit. Yeah, I like that little slick back thing got going on. Yeah, Jack, you're gonna get that job. Everything's gonna go just fine. You're gonna get that house you wanted. Your wife's gonna stop yelling at you, and your baby girl's gonna... She's gonna be so happy. I can just sense it already. Woo! Yeah, this is the year of Jack. Jack Daniels. Let's get that job in Winnipeg. Am I right, fellas?
Alabama. New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Yeah. weeks ago, an I-40 like a Texas lizard on blast. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal and bears was a-walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell he was heading for hell and the devil was dirty live.
Cause we are a great big convoy, walking through the night. Yeah, we are a great big convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on, join our convoy, ain't nothing but a gift in our way. We've got glorious trucking convoy across the USA.
Truck and he loved to bust truckers for fun. So he followed the line and he bided his time and he watched for his chance to strike. Then he picked on a trucker, yeah, wiry old sucker. Yeah, the trucker they call Spider Mike. But the great rubber duck sort of run out of luck when he crossed that final bridge. There's choppers and rigs full of guns and pigs. They fall to the wall of the ridge. He showed no fear as he grabbed his gear and he stuck it to Granddaddy Lowe. Then guns went boom and his ass went zoom and the Mac took a terminal blow. Duck, junk and debris everywhere. Then the rig took a drink and commenced to sink, and there was no duck no more. But that evil smile from dirty old Lyle showed south from the North Texas shore.
God, what am I going to tell my wife and kids? Old Daddy Pops just couldn't get the job. Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't have the credentials. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I didn't, woman. I used all my savings going to school trying to educate myself. And what now? I can't find a job for dang in this country. Month after month, I've been trying. They say go to LinkedIn. I did the best I could. That didn't go anywhere. They said shake their hand. Go in a nice suit and tie. You're going to get the job. I didn't get that either. My God. What the hell's a man supposed to do around here?
Hello, mate. Good to see you there. The name's Shy. Now, I overheard you talking about some financial difficulties.
Yeah, you gonna give me some money or something? I ain't no damn beggar, but it's not looking too good for me right now.
Well, if it's not me charity you want, why not take a bottle of rum? I know you Southerners might not like to drink all too much, but we have something for you. It'll make the pain go away, sure. It did for me when my wife divorced me.
But I've never drank before. I can't go on drugs or drinking or anything like that. I couldn't do that to my wife. I mean, you know what? It's just one bottle of alcohol. What's the worst that can happen?
Oh, yeah, that's the spirit, mate. Let's go.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. going home to see your mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air.
Heck am I? Wait, why am I in a hospital gown?
Oh, sir, it's lovely to see that you're awake. You... How do I say this? You were caught on camera saying that you could accelerate to a 160 on the perimeter highway at 5 in the morning. It appears that you were drunk, sir, but we have yet to verify that. You then proceeded to ram into another car while yelling at the top of your lungs that... the American job system was, in nice words, rather unbecoming of a man such as yourself.
Oh my God, how... is the car okay?
Your car, sir. Your car? You rammed into someone. No, sir, your car is absolutely destroyed. And to be quite frank, I would be surprised if your savings can cover the amount of debt the hospital has put you into. By the way, because you asked so nicely, the people in the car that you rammed into, a family of five, they're all in critical condition.
All this because I couldn't get a job? I start drinking and one night leads to another and... I'm not religious or nothing, but if there's a God out there, I need some type of help.
There it is. There you people go complaining again. You want a job so bad. Go to LinkedIn. You want funds? Take out a loan. I can't with you people. You're all the same. Go out and get a career, you damn brokey. And don't waste my time on your nonsense. I have better things to do, other patients to attend to, not people whining about what could have been or something. I'm not even going to argue with you. You don't know what I've been through, and that's fine. You're in a position of wealth and I'm not, all right? That's cool. I'm done, all right? Show's over.
What?
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, a thousand head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the thousand head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years, when another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name. To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. big iron on his head. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead, and he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his
Bye. you've seen him, you're a gun, boy. When you've seen him, you're a gun. He's the top of the West, always cool, he's the best. He keeps alive with this cult, 45. Who's the guy who's riding to town in the prairie sun? Seen him, use a gun, boy. When you've seen him, use his gun.
you like getting rowdy, it's natural. Go for it.
Police. What's a man to do?
He tries to find work, but they say he's not qualified. He tries to buy a house, but rent takes up his entire paycheck.
Oh, what's a man to do? He can't afford to live by himself, so he gets a girlfriend to split the costs. The girlfriend becomes pregnant. She's only 19. Dun, dun, dun. What's a man to do to earn his keep in this country? He takes a student loan to pursue a new career. It's my certification. That's the problem. I'll just study hard and everything will be all right.
Ah, but our friend Jack here forgets. He does not have a beautiful component called job experience. And without that, well, my good friend Jack, you paid your money for nothing.
Made the crime of going to university without having a lovely thing. What's a man to do if I'm not a volunteer? Well, Jack here is now 50. $50,000 in debt.
In debt to who?
Don't worry about our poor friend Jack. Jack will never know.